There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So this is the part of the show where we look at some stories that might have passed you by.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
So these stories are ones that you will not probably hear in the ARN news, but when we saw them, we thought, ooh, hang on a minute, that's quite interesting. I'm sure people would like to hear about that. The first one today, having people come and stay with you, how do you feel about it, Sonal?
I actually love having guests, but just for a period of time. There is, like, I think a threshold where it gets a little bit annoying, you want a little bit of your own space. But I have definitely crashed on other people's couches for extended periods of time.
Have you?
Are you in that situation?
I'm a crasher, yeah. Not on the sofa, however, we have broke the bed. It's because we moved house.
Not going to ask. Definitely not going to ask.
No, I'll tell you. It's a totally clean story. So, we moved house, and you know the bits under the bed that go across ways to support it?
Yeah.
So, the movers didn't put them back on. They were like, we don't need to use these. We'll just do the middle one, the slats. It'll be fine.
Did your mattress just drop right through?
Yeah. It was such a shock. The second worst way I've ever woken up. I can't tell you the first. So, something called friend theory is making it easier for you to invite yourself to go and stay with someone. I love this. This story also gives me the perfect chance to play one of my favourite ever Chav Christmas songs. It's tenuous, but I love that song. E17, yeah. My heroes. Although I met them when they came to Dubai.
Did you?
Never meet heroes.
Oh, what happened?
They didn't look like they did on the poster on my wall.
Was it also like 20 years later?
25.
Yeah.
And they have very red faces.
Huh.
Middle-aged men. So disappointing. Anyway, Friend Theory. The front of the website says, Friend Theory is a free online platform which allows you to stay with or host people that you've got mutual friends with. We offer free, friendly and trustworthy accommodation everywhere for everyone.
This statistic really surprised me as well. Did you know that for every 100 friends, you have 27,000 friends of friends? Your social network is definitely more powerful than you think. You can sign up for free with Facebook. Steph was the 7,000th person to sign up.
Yeah, so when you sign up, it tells you what number you are, which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's actually not very many, is it?
No, it isn't, especially if your network should be 27,000 if you're only the 7,000th person on there. And then you also have to think about how many people are signing up to host versus wanting to be hosted.
Exactly. 27,000 people as friends of friends of friends makes me feel a little bit overwhelmed, like I need to shed a few friends. That's too many. That's way too many connections for me. But yeah, you say where you live when you sign up to this thing. You say what you can offer. So there'll be a checklist. Things like, can you offer a bed? Can you offer a coffee? Maybe lunch? Maybe garden camping? Like they could bring a tent and camp in your garden. That's not too invasive, is it? Advice on where to eat and drink. Maybe you can offer them a bike to get around the city if it's the kind of place where you'd go biking a lot. You could offer them laundry. If you want them to come over and just do their laundry at your house. A guided tour of the city, maybe a night out. Maybe you and your girlfriend's going for a night out. And you're like, do you know what? If you want to come and join us, you can.
I like that you can pick and choose and it's not, you don't have to invite someone into your home. It's kind of nice to say, hey, listen, I'll help you out. You can do your laundry, but nothing else.
This is who I am. This is what I've got. If you're interested, drop me a line. So you click through all of that and then you get a world map and you type in where you would like to go. So I thought, this is great. I'm going on this big trip around Europe. Maybe there's some places I can stay for free and get a shower. That would be awesome. So I looked at Portugal, hit search, and it shows up links to your direct friends in green and then friends of friends are in yellow. So you can say, oh, right, I know that person directly. Who are they? And then you'd click it and it would bring up their social media. You'd send them a message and go, hey, I'm going to be passing through. Would you mind if I came and had a shower? Anyway, I didn't have any. Like, not a single connection in Portugal.
Really?
And I thought, oh, that sucks. Okay.
Was there a way for you to see where most of your friends and connections were?
No.
So you couldn't just look at the map and see a bunch of little yellow dots and say, oh, okay, I know a bunch of people in
Ireland. No, you couldn't select everywhere. You have to select a certain place. So then next I did France.
Any luck?
Nobody. And then I did the UK thinking there have got to be some people in the UK where I can go for a shower. I didn't have any in the UK.
Really?
Yeah, not even my dad. So I imagine they've had to sign up for this as well in order for you to see them. You can't just see them if they're on social media.
Right.
So yeah.
They've had to have made the offer.
More people need to sign up for it to work.
Right.
I do think it's quite a nice idea, but would you be prepared to give your spare room to someone for the night? To cook them dinner, to lend them your bike, all for free? I'm not sure for free.
I think I would. And I think I have as well. You know, anytime someone reaches out to me and says, I have a friend passing through, I think it's a nice thing. I always extend myself and say, listen, I'll take them around. I will, you know, they're welcome to stay sometimes if it's a close friend.
That's really nice.
Done that.
You're such a nice person, Donal. My friend.
You get to meet someone new.
Well, it's funny because I used to go to the market every weekend with the friends that I live with right now. And we went this Friday morning and we're all sitting around chatting. And I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to be leaving end of June. And we really love to not have rent payments every month. So we're looking for like a garage to live in that's really, really cheap for a couple of months. Get rid of all of our stuff. And Britt, who is the girl half of the couple, went, come and live with us. And I was like, are you sure? She went, yeah, it's fine. Just come and live with us. So then, knowing now, we've talked about this since we moved in. We've been there a couple of months now. And she said to me, we got back in the car after the market and her husband said to her, do you know what you've just done? Do you know what you've just done? You hate people. What are you doing? She was like, well, we'll just have to see how it goes.
Well, how's it been going?
Really good. Really good. We call it the collective. Like, we share jobs.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I think because they know we're leaving, definitely, and we kind of cook dinner, we'll cook breakfast, they're kind of happy. Yeah. They're like, you know what, it works. We know there's an end point.
Have you guys become way closer as a result of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually made one of my best friends through something like this. When I was living in New York, my rent was running out, and I had plans to move back to Dubai. But I had this sort of month in between.
Yeah.
I went out to see all these places. They were super expensive. None of them I really wanted to live in. So one of my friends from growing up in high school was like, why don't you just live with my sister? Like, I don't know. I barely know her.
Offering your sister's place as well as punchy.
Yeah, her sister's 10 years older than us. So I was like, I don't know. I resisted for a long time. And then finally I was kind of desperate. I ended up crashing on her.
She'd be so happy to hear that, by the way.
Oh, she knows. We've talked about it. I ended up crashing on her inflatable mattress for a month. And we have become best friends.
Oh, I love that story. Yeah. Okay, so would you use this? Would you let a stranger, a friend of a friend, but they're still a stranger, come and crash at your house for free? We're going to look at some of the more of the stories that you might have missed. They're coming up. Some lessons from celebrities. There was a lot of stories about celebs today, and I thought to myself, you know what? Sometimes they say quite interesting things. Mm. Who said, turn your phone off, it will make you happy, recently? Have a think about it. We're going to take a little look at some of the stories that might have passed you by.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
Well, we've got a couple of lessons on the show today. Celebrities have spoken. We're listening and we're hearing from them and seeing if we can learn anything from it. And I thought this music would be appropriate.
You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you might find.
Because I don't think these are going to be lessons that all of us could follow, if I'm honest.
Yeah, lofty goals, right?
Yeah, they're celebs, that's why they get to do this. Although, maybe the second story, I reckon there's a few people in Dubai doing that. We'll get to that. First of all, though, Simon Cowell. He is the mean guy from X Factor, record label owner, dad of one child, dog dad of two, used to date Sunita, never really managed to break up with her completely. That guy. You know the one.
Yeah, and he's got a lesson for us today. He said switching your phone off will improve your life.
Do you ever feel like just switching your phone off?
I'm actually not always the best about being on my phone and responding to people. I think I use it selectively. So I don't have that problem too much, but I do agree with that a lot. What about you?
We are such a bad combination to work together. I never have my phone on. Literally, it's never on.
So how long do you think Simon Cowell has switched his phone off for?
I reckon he will have managed to do about a week.
Yeah, 10 months.
10 months!
For his mental health. He said that he's sick of being in meetings where everyone's eyes are glued to their handsets. He's also said it's a very strange experience, but it's really good for you and has absolutely made me happier.
That's so interesting, isn't it?
Could you do it for 10? Could you even do it for a whole week?
I like to check in every now and then. Yeah. I wouldn't like to do it for 10 months, but logistically, how would that work? He runs a business, but does he really, or is he just the head of the business?
And to be fair, if something was important enough, he'd have an assistant who'd be able to flag something really big.
They'd come around.
Unfortunately, we don't have that luxury.
They would come around.
Yeah.
That would be worse.
Yeah.
Than checking a message, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If you're the type of person that doesn't even like getting phone calls and prefers people to text, can you imagine someone just showing up at your door?
Oh, that would be so awful. This interview was really interesting, though, because up to now, I'm kind of with him. I'm thinking, do you know what? Yep, switch the phone off for your mental health. I think it's brilliant. But then he takes a real Dubai U-turn, talking about his four-year-old son and the telly. Listen to this. Eric is only allowed limited time on his iPad, and instead, I encourage him to sit down so we can watch TV together. And I'm thinking, well, hang on, Where is this going, Simon? And he said, when you talk to a lot of TV people, they always talk about this 18 to 34 demographic. He said, I'm more interested in bringing in the very young viewers, like Eric's age, because if you get them watching telly, they will hopefully keep watching it. That's what we need to do to ensure the future of TV.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Do you think Eric ever gets outdoors?
I don't think Eric's ever been to the pool, bless him.
Simon Cowell doesn't really strike me as the kind of dad that's going to take him out to play catch.
It's such a shame, though. Like, no, every other parent in the world is going, get them away from the TV.
Yeah, right. And he's amazing. Like, how can I get him hooked and hooked for as long as possible?
Yeah. We talked about something called friend theory just at about 2:05. And we were saying, would you let someone come and stay in your spare room, a friend of a friend? And we had a great text from Jennifer. She said, whilst I was living in Paris, my husband opened our second bedroom to whoever, whenever they asked. So even people that I've never met. She says, after 68 days of 90 occupied, I closed our hotel and I insisted on a one bedroom here in Dubai to avoid the problem altogether.
Good tactic.
Yeah,
it'll definitely work.
Although your husband sounds really nice and friendly. Really nice. So the next lesson we've got today. Now, this is from a woman called Kirsty Alsop. She is only famous in the UK. I'm guessing you don't know who she is.
I don't. I'm shaking my head.
So not everyone listening will know Kirsty. She used to do a TV show where her and her co-host Phil, they would take prospective buyers to look at houses. They found them for them. So someone would get in touch, a young couple, and say, we're looking for our first house and we really don't know what to buy. So they would line up houses and go, well, this is a really good one because it's going to make 10,000 dirhams within the first 6 months. It's got an extra bedroom for when you have kids. I don't know why she's gone American. So it was called Location, 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 which is pretty big in the UK because of this. Very well spoken. She is pretty much the Nigella of house hunters, I would say. Yeah. Which is great.
And she's got a lesson for us today. And the lesson, I don't know if I can say this with a straight face, but let your children fly economy.
It's amazing, this story. She's revealed that when she goes on holiday, she says goodbye to her children at the door of the aircraft. So her and her partner go in business class and the kids are in economy.
I think this is just really funny. And on the one hand, it seems kind of ludicrous. But then on the other, I do think having your kids fly in business with you every time, if that's how you roll, actually could really spoil them.
So. And business for everyone else.
Yeah, right.
So her kids are both boys. They're 12 and 10 years old. Some would say, is that a bit young to be left in another part of the plane? Mm. I don't think so. I think 10 and 12, I was going to town on the bus by myself. So she says, not when they were little, but now they're getting a little bit older. She is more than happy to put them in the back. But there was some really great comments on the back of this story, and it got me thinking. I wonder if people who earn a lot of money here are doing this with their kids, or if they would take the view of some of these commenters. For instance, Ali said, she said, as if the cabin crew don't have enough to do, they now have to act as unpaid carers for her brats. Inconsiderate and irresponsible.
Is it? I guess it depends on how much work. I mean, I think the parents would need to pop back every now and then, make sure that their kids were, well, I mean, if they're 10 and 12, as long as they're eating sort of well-behaved, check in on them. They're probably just zoned out watching movies.
Exactly. If you've got a kid that's 10 or 12, they can actually fly unaccompanied these days, can't they?
Sure.
Put them on a plane by themselves. So I really don't see the problem if you're on the plane and putting them in one part and you in another. What's the difference between that and you sitting maybe 5 aisles ahead of them if you don't get sat together as a family, which happens quite often now?
Right.
I think this is a little bit of jealousy going on here.
Probably.
By people who are commenting.
Yeah, Marie has also echoed the same sentiment. She said, so she expects someone else to look after her kids while she and her partner relax up front. Still better than many, at least she's generous enough to allow her partner a good seat.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Went on to say, when I used to fly regularly, men traveling with their families were frequently on their own in business class, whilst their partners and offspring were in economy. What do you think about that? Mm. Can you see that in your future?
It just doesn't feel right. But
would you ever do that?
Leave, like, if I had a family of my own, sort of sit up front and let them all sit in the back?
No.
Oh.
If you were married and had a family and your husband said, I'm going to book the flights and I'm going to book you and the kids in economy and I'm going to sit in business. I cannot imagine
I would
any
not
marriage,
be a happy camper.
How does that ever fly?
No.
What relationship? I really don't understand that. If anyone can explain that to us, please do. Graham said, I work hard to give my children the best opportunity in life. And I can see the point about not spoiling them to ensure that they have a good work ethic. But I'm not sure that I would send them a good message by telling them that mummy and daddy deserve comfort and luxury whilst you do not. See, I think that's fair enough. They're kids. It's almost like business class for them back there.
Yeah, and I actually think it's worse to spoil your kids. You don't want to get used to flying in business when you're 10 years old.
No,
because you can't go back from there.
I've been to a lot of schools. We've done quite a lot over the years in schools. And I have met kids who will be very loyal, brand-wise, to certain airlines. And they'll say things like, I do not fly in economy. And there's some school trips that I know of where the parents have actually decided not to let the kids go because it was an economy flight. All the kids are going to be in economy. Or they've asked if they can upgrade their child to business because they don't want to fly economy.
So it's not even just about your kids being with you in business. It's that they can't fly.
They don't want to.
Economy at all.
No. It's really interesting. There was someone the other day who put up a video, actually, of their children kind of kicking off and having a bit of a tantrum because they didn't want to sit in economy.
That's bad habits at a young age.
Is it the world that we live in, though? I don't know. Let us know your thoughts.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.